So Bay College, and hey, we got to say Logan Peterson played a nice game too. The other Bay College guy out here, Ponte, you guys get six in the first inning, hit the ball very well. Everybody, not just the guy I had up here.
Yeah, you know, first off, tremendous amount of respect for Joe. So glad he decided to come back this year for Legion Ball. What he does with these guys in the squad down here, it's usually unmatchable.
That's a different team without Tyler out there,
Oh,
isn't
God, yeah. I can't speak volumes enough about Tyler. Just an all-around great player, you know. And Joe and his squad, they're coming off of the firecracker. You know, we know what that's like. We started our season with a heavy schedule. You know, we went down to Fondy, then to Wappan, then to CMU. We actually gave our guys off all last week to rest and kind of recover, where, you know, Joe's coming in off of a 4-game weekend and his guys are a little tired. And I know Joe. I know the squad. That's not the team we're going to see come zone time. So, but yeah, on the flip side of that, you know, my guys were fresh. They were ready. We came out hot. You know, one thing we talked about after the game, we have a tendency to come out really hot and then just kind of slow it down. So we have to, as the season progresses here, we have to find a way to continue to keep that throttle down, really. Our defense at times, you know, in our first 15-game set has been phenomenal. And, you know, big shout out I want to give too is some of our teams not here tonight. Our Negaunee boys are battling in the head down state this weekend for a possible, you know, state title. They won their district this weekend. So we didn't even have our full product here, but our boys played really, really well.
You know, I broadcast them guys 2 years ago in Grand Rapids, and now they're a couple of them were on the team that did win the state championship last year at 13-14, also in Grand Rapids, and the guys are going to Grand Rapids again on Saturday.
Yeah, well, I mean, Coach Jeremy Steele, he's just a phenomenal mindset. I mean, this guy, he's been working with us all winter, you know, bringing his guys in with us, bringing them part of, you know, making them part of the family. So, you know, I've got high hopes for those boys downstate because I know with Jer coaching them, I mean, they're going to play some phenomenal baseball.
Nice game for Gibby Jasuski. It's going to go by the boards as being kind of quiet, but he hit the ball well. He caught well, and I know him and Isaac are you know, comfortable with each other by now.
Oh, for sure. I mean, we're in a good spot with our catcher rotation. Gibb is just he's a phenomenal ball player. I mean, he works through his struggles. I mean, he doesn't ever tell us no. We can tell him to go get a glove, go to one, go to center, go to left, go behind the plate. You know, when you're done there, go pitch. That's who Gibb is. His bat is starting to come back around, which is huge. He's been putting a lot of work on that the last couple of weeks, and he's a weapon for us and truly an asset. And obviously, you know, our pitcher there, Isaac, he's got a hell of a record down here in Gladstone and
Yeah,
Mississauga.
he's always. When we go up there, it's the same thing. Last thing, Jack goes all out for that.
Yep.
He ends up eating a piece of our fence. How's he doing?
He's good. He's good. His knee's a little bit sore. You know, he's like his dad. His dad coaches the Negaunee team so phenomenal and asks those guys to give him everything they have. And Jack's one of those guys that have been playing, you know, blues and reds for us. He's been a call-up guy. He's going to be heavy on the blue side here now. But that's who Jack is too. I mean, he's going to give you everything he's got at any given time. So he's all right. You know, he took that cross part of the knee there and a little scratched up. But by the end of the game, he was stiff, but nothing torn. It doesn't
Good.
appear to be torn or anything. So a few days rest, he'll be ready to rock and roll.
All right, Ponte, give your shout outs. I know you got a big game coming up Wednesday night for the community.
Yes. So obviously last year we started the Post 44 Legion Hall of Fame. Coach Swadge was our very first inductee. And with that last year, we brought our alumni guys back, and it's a fun game. You know, we have some guys. Justin Wenk is a captain this year. Coach Swadge will be coming back. We've got, you know, four special Hall of Fame members that are going to be included this year. So it's a fun night. You know, we're going to flip the lights on. Let the alumni, you know, play under the lights with us and just have a good night, play some fun baseball. Tomorrow we go up to Houghton, so.
Yeah, that's always a tough, you know, you come down here, now you go up there, and then you know you got the home game on Wednesday, and the kids are getting ready, the parents are getting ready for the fourth. I mean, everybody is, and so that could be a trap up there. Go up there and play some good ball, man.
Yeah, well, Copper Country, good team, you know, so they're always sneaky, and we set our schedule up this year where this next 2 weeks, you know, before zone starts, that we've got a lot of relaxed time too. So that's going to be key for us heading in.
All right. Well, I think we're done, Ponte.
All right. I appreciate it. I want to give my shout out to the boys and, you know, the Post 44 community and our organization. And thank you, Jack. I appreciate you, buddy.
All right, man. See you soon.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Mark Ponte, the coach of the Marquette Blues. And that'll do it from here at the Don Olson Field in Gladstone as the Marquette Blues score 6 runs in the first inning. And they end up winning the game.